This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Former Facebook workers say the internet giant works to kill stories trending among groups like pro-life advocates. The accusations essentially say that Facebook deliberately placed a tourniquet, as it were, on stories bounding upwards in popularity if they could be construed as conservative. Additionally, contrary stories that were not popular were inserted in place of, say, a pro-life news story. And in an Orwellian fashion, Facebook also places controls on stories that report on Facebook. Attorneys for David DeLayden are making full use of Planned Parenthood's attempt to silence the citizen journalist. The shocking evidence alleging that Planned Parenthood and partners are marketing abortion specimens for profit came from DeLayden's videos. California law goes beyond First Amendment protections to specifically protect such work in areas of public interest. DeLayden's work has been silenced. He has been charged in Houston, and California AG agents raided and confiscated substantial personal property from his home. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps you have figured out that it is time to pray for our culture. Three very simple steps. Act like a Bible character, and perhaps like Hannah, lay your complaint out to the Lord. Then ask God what he thinks. Ask him to respond. Lastly, offer your heart and ask God to make you willing to do your part to make a culture of life. In other headlines, Sarah Palin is calling for Donald Trump to leave the GOP platform as is on pro-life issues. Tens of thousands marched in Rome over the weekend to oppose abortion, and a new Utah law now requires anesthesia for babies in abortion for the pain they feel. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.